I have a question for you. If tomorrow Borosil comes and says, I want to buy Solara for 500 crores, would you sell it?
Anywhere from like 95 to 98% of the customers, they visit the website and don't buy. Multiple reasons, right? Decent amount of them because of the trust. I think celebrity probably will not solve for everything, but it will create like some element of trust on the brand. I think one thing that has worked really well for us is we do like a lot of regional stuff. Like there's a David Ogilvy quote, right? Where he says that when you sell something to somebody, best is to do it in vernacular language.
When we say vernac, right? Our first line of thinking goes language. It's not language, it's culture.
Culture, exactly.
For you, you can actually make a language-free ad with your air fryer, which could show fried idli, or it could show kebab, it could show whatever, right?
This is mostly like on org design. Like our team average experience is like 2 years, but now as the company is scaling, right, should I give these guys a chance?
If you're only online and you're trying to scale up digital capabilities, then experiences don't matter. The younger kids are far better.
Yeah.
Coach, but if you want to go into physical retail, then you need experienced consumer durable.
Mm-hmm. This is something that I think like almost daily basis, should we raise money or try to grow it bootstrap?
Because you have raised a very clear question, at least my view for what it's was this.
Hi everyone, welcome to season 5 on The Barbershop. In today's episode, we have Shiv and Toshan, who have been my bosses. And of course, our entrepreneur is Gopal, who is the founder of Solara. Gopal, welcome to The Barbershop.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thanks for meeting all three of you. I feel I know all of you very well because I've been consuming a lot of content. Over the last, especially 2-3 years, I listened to Shantanu almost twice a week. Okay. And then both of you, and I read your recent book as well. So great meeting you in person. Discuss like what we've been building at Solara and some of the questions that I have as a founder as we are scaling and going to the next level, right? So I'll just start with like quick background of why I started the brand, my background, why I started the brand and where we are currently. So I think first I'll start with my background. So I am from Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh. Yeah. So I mean, I grew up like in a village like close by, but I did my undergrad in Vijayawada. So after that, I went to US in 2005, did consulting for a while. And then did MBA at Booth School of Business. And after that, I joined Amazon.
Was Dr. Raghuram Rajan teaching there at that point of time?
Yeah, he was teaching, but I didn't take
not York.
Mostly like PhD courses.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I worked at Amazon as a vendor manager in the home and kitchen category. So that's kind of the genesis for the brand. I was managing like a lot of bigger brands, helping them scale to hundreds of millions of dollars. Right. And after that, I joined Levi Strauss as director of e-commerce there, managing all of US wholesale e-commerce. Right. So when the story behind the brand is when I was at Amazon, I saw a lot of brands that were created in home and kitchen space appealing to the new age consumer. Right. So people who are looking for safer you materials, good aesthetics. Right. So that's an insight that I had at that time. And actually, at the time, we used to work like closely with people in Amazon India as well, because they're just trying to scale the category. So I used to look at like what brands are doing well in India, and to my surprise, they were like the same brands that I went to school in like 90s, right? All the same brands that are there. So that's why I thought maybe there is a space for a new age brand that is focused on safe for you materials, good aesthetics. Then 2022, during COVID, I was still at my job at Levi's, so I thought maybe try out with the thesis that I had, start a new brand, right? So always the vision was to build like a digital first home and kitchen brand. So we started with drinkware because it's even at a mid premium price point, right? You're still talking about like 1,000 rupee product and it's easier to convince the customer, right? So we started with drinkware and then 2023, we started with small appliances. Again, all focused on like health angle, like air fryers, slow juicers, blenders. And then 2024, we started non-toxic cookware. So all the three categories are doing well, almost like one third now. And currently, we are almost close to like 150 crore ARR. So this is all after like GST returns, everything, right? So this is like net revenue. Yeah, I think revenue trend I was just talking about, we were around 20 crores odd in 2023. 25, we were at 42 crores. This year, we'll close to 100 crores. Like last year also, we were PAT profitable. So this year also, we'll be PAT profitable.
Outstanding. To start a business from the US in India and scale it like this is unbelievable.
Yeah, first 2 years actually, I was actually doing my day job at Levi's and then in the
US. How are you managing ops in India while being in the US?
So like our CFO, he's based out of Hyderabad. So he was kind of helping out. And then like all the, I mean, earlier work, like I and with my help of my wife, like listing creation ads, I used to do it. And I think as a digital brand founder, right, you need to be like really good at marketing or somebody in your team, like who you trust. Like I am like very good at, like, I mean, now it's been 2 years, but earlier, like when I used to run Amazon ads, I was like one of the best. I was like in the websites as well that you are like the top 30 marketer for Amazon.
Really?
Yeah. But
like working at Amazon, you kind of...
Yeah, working at Amazon, I saw like how brands are run, especially I used to work with a lot of Chinese brands. The minute level of detail, like even if a bullet point in a detail page, Amazon page is changed, you get a message from them saying that, like, because I was managing the brand, hey, Gopal, like this page, like this image change or something like that. Whereas if it's a comparable US brand, like they will not figure out for a week, right? I think they put like a lot of people and the way how they track like everything daily, hourly. And that's what I tell my team now as well that you all of us like should go to China, just like see how they're doing things. That will, I mean, I go like twice a year, thrice a year, just to like understand everything.
That's true. If there's one thing all of us can learn from
go
China,
to China, at least.
Execution.
Oh yeah, execute. The manufacturing.
Anybody can do execution at a micro level. Execution at scale.
Yeah. So the first question is on capital raise versus bootstrapping, right? So this is, Toshan, to your question, this is something that I think like almost daily basis, should we raise money or try to grow it bootstrap? And the funny thing is, I talk to a lot of founders in our consumer space. Everyone who has raised money says, Gopal, if you can do it bootstrap, just do it bootstrap. Like it makes things much simpler. But after a while, it gets like complex. So I'll just set the stage and then I seek all of your advice as well. I think like there are like pros and cons of both, right? So the overall goal for me as a brand is to go to IPO at some point, right? So there are like two paths. One is in 3 to 5 year horizon, we either build like a 500 crore revenue brand, which is profitable, or raise money and build 1,000 crore brand, like build it much faster and probably with less profitability, right? So the pros and cons, as I see it, is the first pro, I think, being bootstrapped is, as to our earlier conversation, like I think our team, because we have this capital constraint, like everything, like the unit economics, we make sure that everything works. If not, like we'll probably launch a product or we'll cut down marketing. Right. So I think the team is like well wired because I think Bezos says this often, like frugality gives you that you try to figure out ways when you are frugal. Right. I think the cons, what to raise money, the first thing is the first disadvantage is the stress of not having like enough buffer capital. Right. So even in the last 1 year, there are like months where I had to loan money to the company so that we hit the payroll. Right. So because now the outbound payments are like in,
what's your working capital like? Inventory and receivables?
It's around like 60. Last month it's higher because of Diwali, but on average, the total cycle is around 60 to 75 days.
That's also
inventory is getting 9 turns.
Yeah. In the sheet.
When you're growing like this, then you need 3-4 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Cash conversion is
probably has like around.
In the sheet that I have, like,
45 days and 80 days.
Yeah. So that's the main thing, right? Like when you're growing, like for example, this year we're going to go 2.5x, and given the gross margins, you need to buy like a lot of inventory upfront, and you always have delays with payments from marketplaces. So that kind of puts a strain. So that I think is the biggest con of not raising capital. Negative. The second is,
have you raised debt?
Yeah, we have like a revolver
OD type.
Yeah, OD type with a bank in Hyderabad.
How much?
But 8 crores.
Well, that'll be insufficient for you.
Absolutely.
Way too inefficient.
Yeah. But then, I mean, it's even inefficient like few months back. Now, because we don't have an option, we've been figuring out like innovative payment terms with suppliers, trying to get better payment terms and all.
If someone comes to I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. There's no right answer, but I want to know. First of all, it's amazing to see how clear you are about your business. It's frankly just mind-blowing about the clarity of thought on the category. It's also the advantage of working in Amazon and then selling on Amazon is just amazing.
Right? Yep.
If tomorrow, Borosil comes and says, I want to buy Solara for 500 crores. I'm assuming it's bootstrap, so you probably make all that money.
would you sell it?
Yeah, I think for the right, like, I mean, we have like 3-4 stakeholders in the company, like who are we to, it's in the sheet. But yeah, I think at the right price, I think.
Like 500 to 700.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I mean, I will not name it, but like recently we got an acquisition offer from a strategic, but it was like mostly stock based.
Okay.
So that's why we thought it's not, like, I didn't want to take that additional risk of that, right? So that's why we didn't go forward. But I think rather than like full acquisition, like doing 50% and then the rest over a few years, that's something that we'll be open towards.
The reason I asked this question is, the moment you raise money, then that other person's IRR or outcome, especially if you're a good company, will mute a lot of these options.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, I don't know whether you saw the Cosmix deal.
Yeah.
Cosmix is a plant protein business. Scale to, the founders are very clear. They'll scale to 70, 80, 90 crores and sell the business. So they will not raise. Scale to 80, 90 crores, 4-5 crores of EBITDA, 300 crores sale to Marico. At 400, 500, 600 crores, there are a lot of companies who can buy.
Yep.
The moment you raise money and go from 150 to 300 crores of revenue, then 1,000, 1,200, 1,400 crore price point, very few companies can buy.
Okay.
Then you have the IPO path, and then it's a long game.
Yeah.
And a lot of founders love to, it's romantic to want that game, but it's a lot, like younger founders, a lot more practical to cash out at 250, 300, 400 crores. It's a lot. It's life-changing amount of money, by the way.
Honestly, that's one of the main reasons I didn't raise money earlier. Because I know that like once you raise money, right, it's almost not possible to exit to a strategic. Anyway, I didn't raise money in the first 2 years.
Yeah.
And I kind of had confidence in the business and the execution. I thought, and like I was like decently settled in US. So I thought I'll put my own money. I saw you mentioning in some recent conversation, right, where the founder should put enough stake in.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll put my money and see how it goes.
I think it's very... I said, very clear your thought process and so on. So at least to me, because you have raised a very clear question, at least my view for what it's worth is raise money, but just for a very different reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't need to do 20% or something. I think raising money, getting the term sheet, getting the, and you will show a track record for the, when you build it for the investor. You are raising money if you have to buy the investor out. Okay, you can buy the investor out. So the terms also, we saw that if you want to buy, you should be able to buy.
Okay, okay.
The investor out. And you will get somebody who will, okay, if I'm getting a X percent IRR return, I'll buy, so you can buy it back from you. So you are raising the money, not just for funding your needs. You raise, even if you raise, say, 20 crores or 30 crores, 50, whatever, you raise a certain thing. You can show track record. When, if at all at some stage you get into a, you know, shit, you have shown the growth rate, you know how it means to work with investors.
Got it. Yeah.
So you've seen, but you're not dependent. Mm. You are not going to give away, because at this stage, you don't need to essentially raise money. Okay. You are in a position where many founders would love to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
But can I add a point? That you mentioned that we are in a stage where we don't need to raise money, right? Say, for example, we want to grow to like 2x, 2.5x next year. Like in India, the problem is like debt is not easily available. Like where will I get the capital from to like grow?
So I said, don't worry about the, because you're 2.5x or 3x, I want to become 5x and so on. So if you're already saying I want to get there, then you are by definition saying this is not a question. Okay.
Got it.
Right now you're saying, look, I can get to 1,000 crores in 5 years or 1,000 crores in 2 years. Mm. If you say I want to do 1,000 crores in 2 years, if that's your goal, mm-hmm. then you have no option but to raise.
Yeah, got it.
But if you say, no, I want to go to 1,000 crores, and then I'll see. Because by then, you would have got enough cash, corporate, whatever. You would have built up enough reserves and so on to do whatever else also with, you can diversify, you can take a separate part of the company and create a second company there. Mm-hmm. You can raise money there. So you can do, your flexibility increases once you put a time horizon. See,
mm-hmm.
5 years, 1,000 crores versus 3 years, 1,000 crores.
Very different. Very different.
Very different number. You are just saying in 3 to 5 years, you have two paths.
Yeah.
But it's a very...
Agreed.
So,
I just had one listening. See,
please go.
If you raise, see, right now, if you raise, the own biggest advantage is you will have a valuation which is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Then to repay or meet that valuation threshold, you have no option but to then fire the rocket.
Yeah.
And they will not stop at 1,000 crores. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, can we get to
1,500,
2,000 crores? And can we have a, then the discussion will be, can we do a multi-billion-dollar IPO?
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody who is backing you for a 1,000 crore revenue,
they'll not.
He's not going to say, sort of, 1,000 crore ke baad I'm mujhe exit chahiye, nahi?
Yeah.
Wo to bolega, boss, maine to, I took the company from here to here. Now the outcome is only much bigger. So you are going to get a lot of that. So the, to me, that's the real question for you is, if you raise 20 crores or 50 crores, accelerate, but not so much that you are dependent, because See, you are in a very privileged position. Use that privilege well.
And what would your moat be? Would your moat be manufacturing? Like, would you, if you raise 30, 40 crores, would you say, I'm going to set up my own factory to build the best bottles, cookware, and let's say durables, air fryers, etc.?
Yeah, I think appliances, we are planning to set up, some components you definitely have to import, but like at least rest of it, we're planning to do it here. And then there are like regulations as well that might come at some point, right?
So that's where your money will go in, like in terms of, or would you say, no, I want to build out the brand?
No, I think build out the brand and then like parallelly with cash flows, probably we can fund some of the...
Yeah. So Gopal, if you were to give me, who is your target consumer? See, the target consumer for all three is the housewife.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. But who the housewife? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
What's the profile you're looking
at? Exactly. So it's like people who are like making more than like 8 lakhs in a year, like tier one, tier two. Even like now we're seeing a lot of orders on the website from tier two cities, right? So... like those customers. So that is our target customer.
No problem. If a household is earning 10 lakhs of rupees, what is their propensity to spend on these three categories and how much would they spend?
Yeah. So the main USP or the reason why they spend on this is, for example, either appliances or cookware, right? Or even bottles, for example. Like people are like really looking for like non-toxic options, right? And within appliances also now, like people want to stop eating fried food because very health conscious, like trying to eat like air fried food or instead of like mixing or grinding your food, like slow juicing the juices, right? So consumers are moving towards these new age appliances.
I think just listening to you, it's maybe worthwhile for us to change the definition to targeting working housewives.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the kind of product that you have and what you're talking about, they need it more than somebody who's
exactly.
at home.
Yeah, yeah.
So filter it to say, okay, I'm looking at, okay, some 10 to 15 lakhs double income household.
Mm-hmm.
Housewife working at least 2-3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
In the kitchen. That's absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then it makes sense for us.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's at home,
yeah, yeah.
It does, the value proposition is not the same.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, okay, go on.
And do you see that, like that hypothesis playing out in your consumer group right now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%, it has to play out.
Yeah. So now, like, with Amazon, you can only, with marketplaces, you do like limited, right? But now we have a lot of data on the website. Now we're trying to call the customers. And actually, if the customer is in Hyderabad, we actually go and deliver to them to understand why they bought it and all. So that's the actually demographic that we see people, both wife and husband are working.
Absolutely. That's the key thing.
Yeah.
And you can check it from Amazon, deliver after 6 p.m.
Yeah.
That's the simplest. You don't need any other data point. Just look at all your orders which are after 6 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
No, even yesterday, like before coming, we were delivering an order in Hyderabad. He asked me to come after 9 p.m.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
So what's the answer here? Like I'm actually like...
I think one is the ambition. No, I think it is driven, but ambition has a function of size and timing. Okay. I think this is... What's his ambition going to be, Gopal, for you?
Yeah. So just to make sure, like I understand what Toshin and Shiva are saying, if... In 3 or say in 5 years, you want to bet 500 crores, right? Then just do bootstrapping.
Yeah, exactly.
Continue.
That's, like, that's right? One.
Yeah.
Whereas like if we want to go like hyperscale, 1,000 crores is no longer like a great benchmark in this category. Like 5 years, say you're targeting 2,000 crores or more, then you don't have like any option but to raise funds.
The issue is the stress for the working capital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
What stress are you willing to take for the working capital you need?
Yeah. So this is on like overall like brand elevation and celebrity, right? So I know you signed like a lot of brand deals and Shiv in his past has signed some of the biggest celebrity deals. See, like now in our category, like our website, for example, right? The AOV is like 4,000, which is like pretty high when you compare to DTC brands, right? So anywhere from like 95 to 98% of the customers, they visit the website and don't buy. Multiple reasons, right? One is price point, but decent amount of them because of the trust, because it's a new brand, they still have like questions. I'm spending 8,000 rupees on it. Product, will they ship or not? I think celebrity probably will not solve for everything, but it will create like some element of trust on the brand, right? So the question that I have is it like better like having a celebrity, which some brands have done? But the problem is if you work out the budget and then the amplification budget, like if it's a very big risk to take, right? So versus you identify like 30 to 50 different chefs in regional and then sign up. I think one thing that has worked really well for us is like we do like a lot of regional stuff, like being in South India. Like there's a David Ogilvy quote, right? Where he says that when you sell something to somebody, like best is to do it in vernacular language, right? Mm. And I see now you're doing a lot of content in Marathi. I don't understand, but I get the gist of it, right? So That's why we do a lot of even Facebook ads in Telugu, Tamil, Malayalam, all these, which work well, right? So that's the other option is where...
Very good, because see, when we say Varnak, right, our first line of thinking goes language. It's not language, it's culture.
Culture, exactly.
For you, you can actually make a language-free ad with your air fryer, which could show fried idli or it could show kebab, it could show whatever, right? Depending on the culture and then targeted appropriately.
Just going next step further, right? Like the type of food that you make, even in like Andhra and Telangana, the type of food that you make in one part versus is
very different. Yeah.
Now trying to go to that next level is like what's helping us. Like same thing, like Tamil Nadu makes completely separate food. Yeah. So like making the... all these videos as well, regional.
So regional, right. So I think your category also lends itself to like really cool content.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's a very, very engaging. It's, I think food and recipes is the second or third highest watched category on YouTube.
Content. Yeah, yeah.
So the highest watched category on YouTube is recipes. It took off in COVID and has not come down. Unlike a lot of other things.
Wow.
Yep. So celebrity, you know, what's your market? Let me ask you some basic question. On 100 crore revenue, What is your marketing spend above the line, like influencers or, you know, like?
So performance marketing is around 12-15%.
Okay, the 12 crore yahan pe.
And we don't, influencers is like very less.
What?
We just work with like micro influencers where we give barter.
Why were chefs and all?
Yeah, we just do like barter. No, those are these, just asking, like we haven't signed up with any chefs.
Not signed, but for example, Ranveer Brar would take, let's say, 3 lakh rupees for a good reel.
We
don't do any of that.
Currently, we don't do. We mostly work with, max is like 50,000, 1 lakh followers on Insta. And most of the time it's barter or we pay like 5,000, 10,000 rupees.
Mm. But so your question, again, I don't understand it that well. I've seen celebrities do a pan parag also, no? So that why you sell it? I'm just saying, that's not the question is really...
about the category, no?
I know, I'm saying, why don't you try? What's the... You will know, Shiva, you will know it better. But what's the downside in... If you think the Master Chefs is the better way... Just try it and see what happens. Do you get uplift? You're tracking so much. So is there a downside in just trying and seeing? Because you have the funds, you think it's possible. So at least understand more to be able to take. Do you go big in it? But if Ranveer or that Sanjot Kher or whatever, that guy.
Sanjeev Kapoor, he has his own brand.
No, not Sanjeev Kapoor, but that Sanjot Kher. Who does that other brand, no?
There's Vikas Khanna. Who is
No, no, no. Raj Shamani is that other chef.
Yeah, yeah.
Who comes on Raj's this thing.
Correct.
YBF.
So, I'm saying, does it work? Does it not work? Why don't you try it and try 3 different chefs and see what happens. Yeah.
That's the benefit of raising money. So, you raise money, then you can do something.
No, but I'm saying 3 lakhs. He can.
No, I think it's not 3 lakhs. It's probably...
3 lakhs expensive. Of one reel.
Yeah.
I'm saying, do 10 reels, 30 lakhs. I'm saying...
No, but good or bad, like my mind immediately goes to 30 lakhs. Like if I put it on Facebook, I get like 5x return. 1.5 crore.
This is giving me 1.5 crore of revenue.
Like now, what will I get here?
There you'll get 15
with
lakhs.
One reel, with one reel, I don't think it will move the needle. With one reel,
you need a frequency of 5-7. Yeah, you have to use it multiple times. Yeah. You need 1 year deals.
Sorry.
Yeah. To answer your question, see, categories. Think about categories which are predominantly health space, health imagery, and categories which are predominantly cosmetic imagery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In cosmetic imagery, celebrities work. Because the role of the celebrity is a source of electricity or a source of excitement. In the health space, source of authority works, not celebrity. So, for example, in Quaker, when we tried Vikas, that worked very well. The kind of, like we had an open challenge to housewives to say, bring us your recipe of oats. And we had a queue.
And who's Vikas Khanna?
Vikas Khanna. So, he's a good friend of mine.
No, okay.
If you're interested in him, I can always link you up. Okay. So, try it. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And the other thing you can do, going back to your earlier discussion, okay, suppose you take a good chef, whoever it is, okay, give a stake in the business and say, you're my guy for the next 2-3 years. A lot of, celebrities do, sources of authority also will do it.
Many celebrities do this, partial this and partial that.
Yeah. But you need to find like the good partner before you give equity and all that.
Who would you want? I'm sure you have thought about this. Who would it be? For this consumer that you have identified, for these categories.
Yeah.
And given that you have a regional pool, like would you look at 3-4 big chefs around the country, or would you look at
so like if it's like actual movie celebrities, right? I was thinking like somebody like from the north and one from the south, because like very few people, like all South Indians also connect from Bollywood as well, right? So if I have to go that path, like I was thinking like 2 different people, and chefs, I think some of the names that we have discussed, they are already working for other brands, like. Basically, some of the top Michelin chefs, I think.
But the question goes back to saying the target audience, the working housewife, would she connect with a
who would she connect with? Like, I don't know. Like,
so Shalab and Ghazal at Nook have gotten Karan Johar.
Yeah.
So now they are selling vacuum cleaners also. They sell air fryer also. They are selling like 10 different kind of
products. But is it effective or not?
I think it's very effective because they've gotten, see, their entire brand is around design. Good, durable, well designed for the modern Indian who is discerning. So Karan Johar, because of his coffee with Karan and that whole Kohler ka gift, he the moment he is there, they're like, okay, cool. That their association is good. So I know, given your brand, you would have someone in mind. Who is that person?
No, like Bollywood was thing like say Madhuri Dixit or someone in Telugu or like in South India, like Samantha or like somebody who is good in South India and has visibility like North as well.
Where is those your market today? Where are your consumers? Do you want mostly, to see across the split where?
I mean, I would say like all the, because again, it's completely digital, like the typical channels where digital do well, right? Like Gurgaon here,
okay.
Bangalore, so Hyderabad. Yeah. It's like, almost like a mirrors, okay. Like say Blinkit's market share.
Does Solara have like is it an Indian name? Like do people associate with this being an Indian brand?
I think now, over a period it's developing, but yeah, now people associate.
Maybe the choice of celebrity and influencers maybe should be about. And in this category, I think making in India will be a huge advantage. Do you do CSD? Army canteens?
We try to get into it, but there is like a lot of paperwork that the team has been working on.
Paperwork and also...
They will go check the domestic market first. I don't know what their rules are with respect to quick commerce and this thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, they'll go check availability in the retail outlet and then accept you.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what their rules are because they'll have to change their rules.
But he, with appliances, durables, air fryer, etc., BIS is going to come in.
Yeah, no, like all of these are BIS certified.
So now, there are going to be 1,000 manufacturers coming up in India in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to get very competitive.
Yeah.
Because of Indian manufacturing. Yeah. So setting up your own manufacturing, scaling it and then Indianizing it is possibly the best way to kind of build out the brand.
Yeah. What is that?
Where do you get the products from today?
All cookware and these we make in India.
Okay.
And then appliances, we get like components and then assemble them here. Yeah.
Mm. Singidi.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. From China. So all that BIS certification we are getting on our own factory name. So like all of that we're doing in-house.
You also see gross margin goodness coming into the business now.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Very good. And do you work, I would strongly recommend working with influencers.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes...
Yeah, we have been working, as I told, we haven't gone to expensive ones because I always look at ROI and then, okay.
No, maybe. So don't look at ROI.
Yeah.
So this is where you'll have to take your Amazon hat off and take your brand hat on. Because there's a lot of equity. You have to feed a lot of this equity through influence online over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to do that.
What's your feedback? You work with IPL teams.
So for example, you should...
Ashwin, everyone, right? What's the overall...
Very good, yeah.
Helpful look.
Yeah, it's, if you have a 3 to 5 year view on the brand, you have to invest.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have 95 per 5 brand. Today, the next year is 50 per 50 brand.
This is mostly on org design. Our team... the average is 2 years, right? Average experience is 2 years. Mostly freshers, we have trained. Our core leadership team, we are 4 of us, all of us have experience. Me, our CFO, our COO, Suresh, and Shweta, she's my wife, she looks after product design and everything. So 4 of us have experience, but otherwise it's mostly freshers, people with 2-3 years experience we have trained in the company. But now as the company is scaling, right, there will be roles where you will probably need to get people from outside.
Yeah.
The question that I have is, should I give these guys a chance to see if they can scale? And also, you don't know what you don't know, right? You've worked here for 3-4 years and there are things that you don't know unless you've worked at other places. So I'm sure you navigated with Deepak and everyone. So wanted to just get your learnings on how do you...
This is amazing, by the way. This is the 0 to 150 journey with young folks is outstanding. I can already visualize what kind of office you have. What kind of product
you should come to Hyderabad next year.
What kind of shoots you do, how... If you have a 12 crore perf budget, I can totally imagine this being a very iterative, experimental team.
No, on shoot, for example, right? We probably have a lot of these equipment, but we didn't buy it because it's a huge capital expenditure.
You don't need to.
I work with a friend who is into marriage shootings and all. Yep. He uses the equipment only on mostly weekends.
Correct.
All the other time it sits idle.
Yeah.
So we partnered with him.
Wow.
So we use it on weekend, on all the weekdays, pay very less. So that's how we make it work.
But I think at some point, and especially given the context of the previous question, my one push to you is, I think you will have to hire some senior talent in areas that you're going to build your moat.
Yeah.
So if you're going to build, if brand is going to be your moat, with my strong suggestion,
mm-hmm.
it will be, because it's a cluttered market.
Yeah.
You need distinctiveness beyond product design. And the whole storytelling of what Solara is, who am I, why buy me, like Shiv said in the earlier one, right? And then really creating amazing, delectable content, community, commerce strategy as a CMO is one. And centering the organization around the CMO is, especially the founding team, is not like core marketing first.
Yeah.
And there's maybe product first or growth first. In your case, I'm assuming you're growth first.
Yeah, like I have like all digital. Facebook marketing, I run it even today, but not brand marketing, like I'm not an expert.
That's what I was going to say. See, when you want to scale up, what capability do you want to scale up? So if you're looking at going retail, which is physical retail, you're only online. If you're only online and you're trying to scale up digital capabilities, then experiences don't matter. The younger kids are far better. Okay.
Coachable.
But if you want to go into physical retail, okay, with the Girias of this world, the pie-end company of this world, the Vijay Sales, then you need experienced consumer durables. Okay. Consumer durable CVs are dime a dozen. You'll get enough. You don't need to worry about it. The challenge you'll have is your middle category.
Ceramic cookware. Ceramic cookware.
Absolutely. That talent is not there in this. I used to help Ananya with her brand, IKSI. And it's a struggle to get good talent. You know, very big challenge. There's not enough guys.
Where would you sell ceramic cookware offline, for example? What kind of stores would you sell like ceramic cookware?
A cookware is actually very specialty stores. Like with combination stores, with another general stores. Okay, believe it or not, with florists. Okay, all kinds of things. You know, so in Bangalore, if you go down that road, okay, there's a florist selling cookware, etc. Scented candles, guys doing that. So it's a mishmash. So we don't have talent in that industry. At least I've not come across it, let me be honest. Okay. Yeah. Very difficult to source talent for that industry.
So it's very unorganized brand also.
Very unorganized. Most of it, a lot of it, I don't know where you source it. A lot of it's from Morbi. Okay. So we've got the clay there, etc. Okay. So it's a very different game. I don't know. That I'm not well versed with that, but I know that capability is not there in that industry.
But you point like a couple of roles that we're thinking outsiders is like either CMO or a senior brand manager who can like, maybe we can promote as CMO later. So that's a profile that I was looking to hire from outside.
In fact, if you're looking to hire from outside, based on what Roshan said as well as Shantanu, I think that you need a very good strategy or portfolio person to help you. That's what you need.
For me, the marketing head does this. Like if the
whichever. Okay, somebody who thinks at that level, what should our portfolio be? Where should we compete? How do we compete? That is the important question.
You need a category thinker, actually. You need a marketing category portfolio. We'll work with your wife, for example. So that the NPD, innovation, marketing, strategy, portfolio, all that sits in one team. And that team will need experience. And the entire org then
revolves around
Manufacturing has to feed this. Sales has to feed this. This is the innovation engine. So Minimalist, for example, did this very well. They knew exactly what product they had to deliver and how they were going to communicate it. Everything else was
revolves around that.
So that was the moat. Then no one can replicate it. Then you will not be a Me Too player like in like Preeti or whatever. You have to like say with this. But then you need to find the best talent for that.
I think the only other thing I would say is because your mindset is so different. Okay. And the culture which I'm presuming that you have built is very different. I think whatever role you take, whether it is the portfolio manager, CMO, overtime role, I think the fit check is going to become far more. Because if you don't get fit, I think it is better to try and do it yourself. Because I think it's very, because you get somebody who is not from the right, because see, you've done for somebody from coming, let me take an extreme example, not MNC, would not do this whole, let me try and figure out the marriage guy who is going to have this.
He needs like everything ready.
Get it? What is this? How much is the money? It's, but I think that thinking, and then as a founder team or founding team, you will get into clashes. See, because your challenge is you don't have the skill set. You get somebody senior. Now, when you get somebody senior, you have to give that person that much leeway and all, right? Support. So that's why, at least my suggestion would be make sure everybody in the company, like four of you plus, interview the person. Only if everybody says yes, get it. Because it is not a, it's not a capability check. Sure, that resume itself, you know, you worked in XYZ is fine. You know it's going to happen.
You need to have like
you
the
get
fit.
The culture thing wrong. You are going to have
you go back 2 years.
You go back 2 years because see that person is going to come. He's either going to work with the existing people or he's going to say, look, these guys don't have the expertise. Let me get from outside. So he's now then you are going to have two companies within a company. And as the founder, you are going to be like,
so what's happening?
But you will say, I have to do that much time. Because it's such a senior person, you would have given some stock option. Oh, should I have to give that much time? But it's not working. This is not my way. And then you will create too much of politicking and so on. So just be thoughtful. That's a fit check is going to be so important for you. And to me, at this stage, be sure whom you are getting it is worth delaying it.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting. So don't go with like the first person you like. Mm-hmm. Okay. First, second, third, get the person to meet. Again, come, show, yeah, yeah. What are your suggestions? Spend the day. So just invest more. That the first two external hires are going to be so foundational. Yeah. It can set you back.
Yeah.
Because as you said, no, it is, you will have to empower the person. Otherwise, if you are going to again say, you don't know anything, this is not our way. Solara, we used to do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, if you know everything, then
why am I?
I'm not here as an advisor. You want me to do things for you.
Yeah.
As an advisor, I can tell and then you decide.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm core part of the team, I need to understand you. You need both to give me the freedom.
Yeah.
I will do things differently from you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with it?
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Shiv's like strong suit. So, Shiv, I think you mentioned earlier, right? Like GT, like offline.
I checked when I saw this. I checked the other guys in the industry. 15 lakhs.
What is 15 lakhs?
15 lakhs to set up, you know,
the profitable
store.
Oh, okay.
At a gross margin of 30-40%.
Okay.
So I checked the number of guys who do it last night.
I saw a lot of your presentation where Shiv mentioned that he comes like very well prepared for the meetings.
Yeah, he knows the number there.
Yeah.
Sorry, the other founders are asking, what number is Shiv saying?
Yeah.
So as long as you can do that.
Yeah.
But what's more important is the experience you generate.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It cannot be a railway station.
Yeah.
I don't need to demit
railway. Yeah. People just come in. Yeah.
It has to be high class. And next is the people in that experience store, are they knowledgeable?
I think that's the big point. For example,
you need great promoters.
Yeah, I go to like a lot of stores, and even yesterday I went to Reliance Smart Bazaar in Ambience Mall here. Then I went downstairs, like all the appliances and all. He was trying to push me a blender, but then I asked like two follow-up questions. That guy had no clue. Correct. And you can't blame that person, right? They're just like
probably part-time. He won't know temperature, he won't know speed, he won't know motor power, nothing will know.
Yeah. And maybe if it's like traditional product, like it's a mixer and grinder, maybe he will know. But a lot of these new age appliances, those guys have like no clue.
I think the issue with offline, in my view, at least from
you did a lot of experimentation.
How it turned out, but like there was 1,000 rupees. This is all 4,000.
Yeah.
There's a lot of variables. Customer will go to a store, like for a sandwich maker or a geezer or a heater machine or like air fryer, etc. They promote, like there are multiple promoters. Everyone knows that this promoter is for this brand, that is for that brand. They'll say yes, man. And you'll see that this promoter is starting to sell some other brand also because he gets incentivized.
Mm-hmm.
You'll take all that information in. Okay. And you'll feel intelligent. And then the consumer will eventually go with a safe brand.
Yeah.
AC mein, he'll go on everything. But end of the day, voltage. LG and TK will not go back.
Yeah.
So in your case, as a new brand, you will have to really find out what is your reason to believe or reason to buy a younger brand in a competitive environment where the AOV is very high.
Mm-hmm.
So my view is on this now. Experience stores works as marketing. It's great to kind of...
Yeah, I think from a customer perspective, right? Like a lot of customers, currently we are starting doing video demos, but a lot of customers first want to see like how the product works, what's the product that they're getting. I think that part of that is like what the experience stores solve it, right?
Sleep companies are a fabulous job. Fabulous job with this.
I think Wakefit also is doing decent job.
But sleep
companies like next
to that mattress and the chair and the way they have it. Then they show their foam. This is something that your category head will know.
Mm.
More than your sales. This is not a sales job.
Yeah.
This is a category head job. He or she has to make that cookware feel like the most amazing thing on entire Gulf Coast Road.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep company basically romances sleep and that foam and that double layer and you have to put your finger in and they really make you feel like that mattress is just state of the art.
Yeah.
If you can...
Yeah, the overall store experience, the way how the store is lighted, like everything is like
outstanding.
5 out of 5. Yeah.
I'll follow up a clarification question. How much of your product sales is EMI based?
On the website, we actually started like only a month back the EMI part.
So let's currently it's already what's your ratio?
10% now.
10% already.
Yeah.
Because that gives you an opportunity to tie up with some banks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So currently we're using like GoQuick. Yeah. They kind of, I think, tie up with the banks and solve that issue.
Yeah, that's one. Next question is, if you do experience stores, are you planning to go to retail?
Yeah. At
which
least
is
like
multi-brand stores.
Yeah. I'll look for your advice as well, but based on some of the research that I did, appliances, it's good to have like experience store, whereas like say drinkware and even cookware probably have to go like more general GT and MT route.
No, see, once you put Solara brand as entry, then you'll put everything there.
Yeah.
You'll not experience the category.
But I'm saying like the focus, right? Like try to sell like higher ASP items on the experience store. Whereas like drinkware and cookware, I think GT and MT are like the best channels to scale.
If you do that, watch for channel conflict between your experience store and them. So your
Even like with Amazon,
absolutely,
Flipkart and stores as well. So that's a big thing to navigate.
Really real.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need a balancing
factor. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No.
See, I think to me the question is it an experience store or is it a your own brand sales outlet? And what is the difference?
It can be both, right?
No, I don't know.
Because you'll dial down on the investments if it's your own brand sales outlet.
If it is, that's exactly. Because if it's an experience store, then you really want to create the difference versus I go to a multi-brand where Solara is also available. If I can get the same thing and see, at AO, you're 4,000 versus 30,000 of Mokobara. Oh, yeah. The footfall, the economics is again very, very, very different.
Yeah.
So stores as a channel, which is profitable, is deadly if your AO is low.
Low means what? Like define low.
Sub 1,000 rupees.
Sub 1,000 rupees. Like almost like a website, right? Like even on your DTC channel, 1,000, 1,200. Very
when
difficult.
You sell razors and shaving foams and all, be
very difficult to
stores.
Yeah.
The moment you move into trimmers and fragrances, where suddenly you went above 1,000 rupees, a store can start breaking even. And to our store cannot be more than rental of 4-5 lakhs a month.
Yeah.
That's so airports, etc. makes sense.
Mumbai airport. Yeah.
We cannot do. Like Bombay Shaving Company cannot do. But Mokobara Sleep Company, 30,000 rupee mattress, 15,000 rupee
ASPs
bag, etc.
So 15 lakhs, 30-40% gross margin, 6 lakh, it takes care of the whole 30. That's what it is.
Yeah. Got it.
So that's how you should think about it. But look at it as part of a marketing retail strategy.
Yeah. Shiv, don't have it here, but like other question is, how did you solve at Nokia for all the servicing?
Good point.
Coding in my service.
Like phone servicing, right? Which is probably a very big factor.
Okay, that's a good question. Do you have care centers?
No. Currently we do, we have reverse logistics setup. So we bring it to Hyderabad.
And like a warranty under a warranty.
Yeah.
At what price does it make sense for you to repair something?
So, you mean like different price? Like,
okay, let me explain. In the year 2005-06, anything which was below 2,500 rupees ASP was not worth repairing. It was
better. Got it. Yeah.
Even new product.
You're at 4,000 rupees.
Yeah.
The cost of back freight, the cost of establishing, etc. Is actually more expensive than doing
setting
a fresh new product.
Yeah.
Close it. I'm sure you worked out your numbers.
No, that's what we do. There you are. We have like multiple steps. One is we try to do a video call to see if it's a user issue. There are like 3-4 levels. If everything fails, then...
Correct. If it is 10,000 rupees, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
At 3,000-4,000 rupees, don't worry.
No, but the problem is like for the customer before buying, right? That's one thing that they check. And again, like all of the brand, most of the brands in these new age appliances, they don't have all the servicing, everything set up, right?
So good question again. Are there guys who can do this repair?
We tried. Like there are some third parties. You pay the third party guy, whatever, like 200 or 300. He goes there. They don't have any incentive to fix it, right? He just goes there. He just like does some stuff, like plug in, do some basic stuff. And if he's not able to figure out, he'll just tell us to replace it. So then you're paying that guy and then anyway, you're replacing it.
So
we stop that.
What consumers in these kind of things, and mobile phone was no exception, is that when something goes wrong, the first thing they want is the replacement for it to work in the period that you have taken it away.
Mm-hmm.
So you need enough replacement sets in whichever way or form you want.
Okay.
And then before they buy, they need a warranty.
Mm-hmm.
What is your warranty today?
We offer like 1 year plus 6 months, 18 months.
18 months.
Yeah.
Paid for or part of the price?
No, it's part of the price.
And not separate?
Not separate.
Even we do.
Then you have a commitment then.
Yeah.
It's baked into the price.
You have no choice.
Yeah. No, because now we are doing like manufacturing and all, right? We have a lot of parts. Like if something breaks, like a fan breaks or something, we ship, like if there is issue with the basket, we ship just the part because now we have like all the
habit.
Yeah.
So no problem. Not drinkware, not this thing. In your kitchen
appliances. Equipment. Yeah, that's where the major...
What's the maximum moving parts in any product?
20.
Okay, then your inventory will be very bad.
Yeah.
Inventory.
No, but...
The more moving parts you have, the more you need to, repair and maintenance...
Because of like we're doing all the manufacturing assembly here, right? We have like all the parts already for the manufacturing.
Yeah, but there's time to ship them, no?
Yeah.
See, they're not available where the consumer goes through
exactly.
The problem.
Yeah, we ship in like 3 to 5 days once the customer...
Exactly. So if it's 2 to 5 days, what does the consumer do for this 3 to 5 days?
Generally, they're okay. Like this is not like a phone where it's essential, right? Customers are generally okay.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But then I'm trying to see like as we scale, like how do we solve it? Like maybe start service center. I think stores actually will solve some of the issue. People can come to the store. At least they have trust when buying it. Right? A lot of this is before buying, the customer... main question that customers ask is, what's
the
service? At what
level is a service center needed? For example, Google phones get done by Redington. They don't need to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have to ask that question.
Got it.
So if you are 2,000 crores, you definitely need
it. Yeah.
If you're at 150 crores, build the ecosystem, let somebody else do it.
Mm-hmm.
And experienced stores, I think if you look at the sales channel, just remember that the first store will do very well.
Mm-hmm.
The second store will do lesser than third store, because then you've kind of capped out and so on. So
no, but probably...
But you'll open it
outside, right?
Okay, exactly.
Yeah.
One per city.
Yeah.
You will never do a... It's very difficult.
I was actually going to say that. That's a very, very good point both of them are raising, which I forgot completely. You can do an experience come care center.
Yeah.
Okay, that's easier and less expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, so people can double up.
Mm-hmm.
So now I also, as a consumer, know I bought it from.
Okay, then I can Somaji go to Guda, this guy. Yeah.
Somaji Guda, Hyderabad.
Know all the places.
Yeah. I used to be area sales manager. Yeah. So, and then I go back to say, now I have a place to go.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. Yeah. So wherever you're building experience, so build the care response.
Just a desk on the side. That's good.
Or sometimes they do two floors.
Yeah.
So ground is the experience center. If you want to get anything repaired, you go up and do the care. And
good part about your business is also the products are large.
Yeah.
So it's nice. This throw will be big. Exactly. It's nice. Like you can create really cool experience.
I have very good ideas in mind about experience centers.
That's one. The other thing which we realized in electronics is how much of your products can be made modular, as opposed to the way it's happening. That's like, talk to your Chinese people. Figure out if you can make it modular, it's far easier for care.
That's a really good point. But by the way, retail, your own experience store, how the customer flow has to happen, where should be what, who are the vendors, this is all playbooked out. So Mokobara and all, there are agencies who do this for a living.
Fourth dimension or third dimension.
So they do it very well, and then they'll come to you with options based on your budgets.
Mm-hmm.
So don't reinvent
the wheel.
Look
up the spine space.
Outsource it.
But no, even the space also, you'll see all these brands are in half kilometer range in the city.
Absolutely.
So, the other thing which experience stores which works very well is put up your outlet in the cluster, which is this thing. Now you have to, because you have three different categories, you have to choose which cluster you'll go with.
I think
they're all sold in like big markets, right? With multiple.
And they're separate ones.
Mm-hmm.
The cookware is a very different cluster compared to your electronics.
Which brand do you look up to from a design sensibility, etc., established or otherwise in these categories?
I think cookware mostly from US, Ninja does really good job. Okay. They're a public company, Shark Ninja. Yeah, they do really good job. And US market is so deep, right? In drinkware, there are 10 brands which are valued more than $1 billion, right? Yeti is $4 billion or something. They just do.
And Stanley, Stanley?
Yeah, Stanley, Simple Modern, Brewmate, Hydro Flask, Iron Flask. There are tons of brands just do insulated drinkware, which have more than $300-400 million in sales.
One of the biggest use cases of drinkware I've seen, and I've been observing this for the last few years, is anybody who drives a car in America. The bottle is so big. Whether it's a cabbie or anybody, because it's long distance. Now, half an hour to 45 minutes minimum, these guys. Anybody who comes to pick you up at an airport, JFK or Chicago, you watch this. The guy's got a full flask.
In India also, urban India,
driving.
But we don't drink that in the car.
The guys take the small bottle, refill it.
The larger bottles, they're used to, in US everything is large. The car is large, the holder is large.
No, even your tumbler,
the bottle is large.
The coffee that you drink, people carry big tumblers.
The coffees will be large. But I think India, we are getting there with everybody's now putting something or the other in the car.
The other thing.
Lot of people now use at least 1 liter, 2 liter bottles to drink. A
lot of people.
Yeah.
And they hold it also weirdly. What is this? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I was seeing people hold it like this.
Like this?
Yeah.
No, because how will,
brand is here.
If it's a tumbler, right? How will you hold? It looks odd, right?
This is the normal way to hold a glass. What is this?
Yeah.
It's a very...
I don't know.
Sorry, am I getting this wrong?
I don't know who hold like this. I don't know anybody who hold like
any
this.
Any gym-going person with a Stanley...
That you want to show the biceps.
No, I don't
look
know.
At the bicep. Look at the... That is the only thing they're holding.
No, because Stanley tumbler, you can't hold like this, right? It's in the way... The only way you can hold is like this. Because the handle is
I'll show you some reels. I don't even influence them.
A brand from the past you should study and check with people. The network might still be there. Sumit used to have a very good sales as well as a service.
Yeah, yeah.
Mixer.
We grew up with Sumit Mixer and Grindr. Mixer.
So check, some of the trade might remember it. They might still have this thing. So it's good for you to check it.
No, on that point, right, I was looking at this.
There's to be, what's his name? Agarwal uncle.
Yeah.
He is ex-Siemens. He left Siemens and started this.
And they've sold it. It's still owned
by the family. Their children couldn't run it or whatever.
I don't know if it's with other categories like kitchen. I'm studying a lot of brands. It's very regional. I mean, the product is actually India-wide.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, like there are a lot of brands in Tamil Nadu. Yeah. They just serve south. A lot of brands in north, they just serve north. Very, it's not like FMCG.
I think that's how that trade is structured. Yeah. I think that's why.
But FMCG is not like that way, right?
It's, no, FMCG is like way.
Yeah.
No, but MNC is national distribution, national advertising. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things.
Yeah. Masalas, for example, very regional.
Mm-hmm. Masalas
very regional.
Because it's taste and,
good. Very interesting.
Amazing, Gopal.
Great.
I don't know how helpful we were, but I think
it's very,
such an amazing business.
And, great discussion.
I think just to wrap it up, I think on fundraising, Toshan has very clearly put his hat in the ring on this one, but smaller round with investors who will let you run it. I think on org would be kind of figuring out the moat. So strategy, portfolio, marketing, I think becomes core. On experience stores, I think there's just a lot to think about from up. Care plus.
Economics. See, on the org, very important, Gopal is saying right now, you are the thinker, doer, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
As you grow from 0 to 150, was that? From 150 to 500, 150 to 1,000. Where is it that you are the doer? Where is it you are the advisor? Where is it that you're saying I'm governance kind of thing? Because your own role across the board can't be the same.
Yeah.
Because then your time and energy will be the constraint.
Yeah. No, now I got like a very good COO, like Suresh from Amazon Flipkart. He runs like a lot of the operations.
Yeah.
Now I'm like very focused on growth part of the business now.
Yeah. As a founder, you'll play founder, shareholder, CEO, three different roles at different times. And then you'll need to get others to play like more specific.
One of the external trend which we've seen happening, and it is true even for 2 and 3 BHK houses, it's not about one. Kitchens are now far more open than they ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's where the whole aesthetics.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah,
think about how your product range fits into the new dimensions of the kitchen. Okay. So it becomes a pride of place. In the past, refrigerator was pride. Now there are other equipment also which are pride.
True.
Okay, so think about it from an open kitchen.
It's played out so much in the water purifier segment.
Yeah.
It comes like a random aqua. It has to be like beautiful and really look good.
Because it's open kitchen now. Yeah. Even all the builders have told us 2 and 3 bedroom houses, open kitchen.
Yeah. No, even drinkware, right? Like earlier, it used to be like a commodity. Now it's like very fashion.
Absolutely.
Like a lot of girls, like they have multiple drinkware just to
accessorize it.
Yeah, just to make sure it fits with their theme of the day. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it has to be by the clothes.
Yeah, yeah, clothes.
So red clothes has to be, bottle has to be something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blue clothes, bottle has to be able to hold it like this. Yeah. But
yeah. So that's a trend in US, started in like 2015. Now it's in India also. People have like multiple drinkware.
Sorry, Instagram friend, end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amazing, yaar. Well, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice conversation.
Pleasure to go into business.
Known and learned from both of you a lot.
Amazing.
Thank you.